Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vows to go all the way to the Supreme Court in defense of a new law authorizing Texas and local police to arrest undocumented migrants that enter Texas illegally. The American Civil Liberties Union sued to stop it, senior staff attorney David Donati.
We are doing everything in our power to assert that immigration is a federal prerogative, and the state of Texas cannot impose its own policy preferences and decide who belongs and who does not.
Returning from an assignment on the New Jersey shore, a news-covering helicopter owned by Philadelphia ABC News station WPVI crashed in a state forest. No word on the conditions of the pilot and videographer who were aboard. 40 months in federal prison, the sentence for Charles Donahoe, once a leader in the Proud Boys extremist outfit. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to obstruct the certification of now President Biden's 2020 election win. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like who doesn't want to tee one of those up? So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game's a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. We put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
It will be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, becoming partly cloudy to mostly sunny during the afternoon. Our high today, 36. The wind will be from the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38. Then on Thursday, a little rain or snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
The Zone. Tilling every inch of land in the state, except Lambeau Field. That there's consecrated ground. Pam Yonke and the Farm Report.
Isn't it crazy to think that we could actually be doing tillage work in the state of Wisconsin on this, the 20th day of December? Morning, everybody. Come on in. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke. Glad to be along with you. Weather is improving today. No frost or freeze in the forecast as far as our soil temperatures are concerned. Sunshine on the way today. 40 are expected high. Winds are going to be lighter than they have been this week, and that's good news. For tomorrow, cloudy skies return, but still at 41 degrees. Friday, showers in the forecast, 43. Saturday, 49. Sunday, 51 degrees. Going into Christmas on Monday, where we'll see showers and 51 degrees. Like I said, it is crazy to believe that we can be doing tillage work at this stage in December. We'll get more weather details. Stu Monk, our ag meteorologist, coming along in about 15 minutes. Catching up with Randy Kath from the Steffes Group this morning, finding out how they're basically racing to the end of the calendar year with all the events they've got going on. And then we're going to pivot and visit with Angie Horkin from the Wisconsin Beef Council. Beef is at the center of the plate when it comes to the holidays. She's got some interesting numbers for you on that.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Freeing up your time for the holidays is at the top of our list. When you choose BioVet microbial and nutritional products to keep your livestock out of the sick pen and healthy, you'll enjoy more time with your family this holiday season. Many thanks and warm wishes from our BioVet family to yours. Learn more about how BioVet can save you time and money on your farm by calling 1-800-BioVet1 or visit bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
When a company only does business in Wisconsin, that's Wisconsin Strong. Rural Mutual provides all lines of insurance, including commercial, farm, home, and auto. And your premiums stay right here to keep Wisconsin strong. Local agents, local underwriters, local claims adjusters.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Well, it's that time of year for reflection and to set your goals or resolutions for 2024. And we do that today with Representative Derek Van Orden from Wisconsin's 3rd District. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. Congressman Van Orden is wrapping up his first year in Congress, where he serves on the House Agriculture Committee. He says his to-do list for 2024 focuses on passing the farm bill and pushing the executive branch to expand and enforce trade deals. But before we talk about what's coming down the pipeline in the House Ag Committee, Congressman Van Orden and I reflect on his first year in office and some of the wins that have come out of D.C. for Wisconsin farmers.
In some ways, it's been very rewarding. In other ways, it's been incredibly frustrating. I was able to get the Dairy Business Innovation Act through, which I thought is great. That's going to help increase funding to a program that allows our dairymen and women to explore different ways to market their products. And I think we got to keep doing that. I was one of eight people that stood up to the entire Republican establishment and said, we are not going to vote for this Limit, Save, Grow or the Fiscal Responsibility Act until you put back in our provisions for biofuels, sustainable aviation fuels, carbon sequestration stuff, nuclear power, biodiesels, tax credits for our co-ops. The majority of folks get their power from rural co-ops here in the third. And, they just kind of forgot about us people in little old Wisconsin. So we said, no, we're not doing it. And all those got put back in, which was a big deal because I'm a freshman. And I just got a letter cranked off to Canada, to the United States government and the Canadian government about how Canada's jamming us on USMCA again. They're not holding up their part of the bargain, and our dairymen are getting shafted for that. We got the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act through. In 2010, when Michelle Obama was the first lady, she decided that whole milk and 2% milk was bad for you, and they pulled it out of all the schools. And that's why kids stopped drinking milk. If you drink skim milk, that's fine. I personally believe it tastes a little bit like chalk water myself. I'm a whole milk kind of guy. And we got that passed so that the children will have a choice to drink 2% milk and whole milk and chocolate milk in schools again. And I think that is fantastic. We got Dairy Farm Resiliency Act, which is going to help the dairy margin cost program. We got to get it. That has to be worked out. And so we're working diligently on that. And then I'm really happy about getting $2 million for the township of Campbell and also for the city of Eau Claire to help treat their water for PFAS. That's those forever chemicals that were mandated by the federal government that you use it, or that the fire departments on airfields use it to fight aircraft fuel. So it's 2023 in the United States of America, and you should be able to drink clean water out of your own tap. So we've been very busy this year.
So those are some of the wins for the year. And Congressman, now I want to get a feel for your to-do list in 2024, specifically in your role on the House Agriculture Committee. We've been told by some agriculture commodity groups that they're concerned the farm bill timeline will be further delayed due to the presidential election. What are your thoughts on the timing of that important legislation?
Well, we got an extension through till September. So if anybody's listening right now that utilizes the SNAP program or some of our production agriculture folks, everything's going fine until September. The issue with that is that a lot of the things I think are just not right in the current farm bill form. And the reason being is written 5 years ago. And if you can't understand that the world and the country has changed radically in 5 years, you know, turn on your television maybe once a day. So getting the farm bill through is critical. I was raised in poverty, actually abject rural poverty, by a single mom, and we had to depend on some of these programs. You know, we were on, at the time, there were actual stamps. We were on food stamps, and I had government cheese and subsidized lunches. And so I understand the validity of these SNAP programs, and I am on the SNAP subcommittee on purpose because I utilized those programs as a kid. The reason that people have heartburn over the farm bill, mostly Republicans, is that a lot of the farm bill, the majority of the funding, goes to the SNAP side, not the production agriculture side. The reason that it's in there is because it's nutrition. Not what I tell my Republican colleagues is what I just told you. I use these programs. And so we get it that these programs are valid. And then I also talk to my Democrat colleagues and say, hey, look, when you're throwing out billions and billions of dollars, you have to admit that fraud exists. And it does. So I want every single dollar, American taxpayers' dollars, our taxpayers' dollars, if any dollar is allocated to be sent to feed a hungry child, that's where I want the dollar going, not into somebody's pocket.
Nutrition programs make up a majority of the farm bill, as you said, and you are looking to prevent any fraud in those programs. But what about the production agriculture side of the bill? Where are your priorities there?
You know, there's so many things that can get done. One of the series of things that I've been very disappointed with in the Biden administration is that it's nearly impossible to get them to respond to these trade issues. We want to be able to export our agriculture products around the world, but they're not enforcing USMCA and they're not trying to help open these new markets. Our corn growers are getting their lunch eaten by Brazil right now. So we have to be able to export our goods, and that is a function of the executive branch. So if anybody's listening, you're frustrated, you can't seem to open up new markets, I want you to contact the White House, because there's literally nothing I can do about that except for point these things out to them repeatedly in different letters and different congressional hearings. But I hope that we can get the farm bill reauthorized for a full 5 years. Mm-hmm. And right now, we should be able to work that out. And if we can't, we'll keep people updated as we go along.
And there are a couple of deadlines coming up before some of that farm bill work can begin in earnest. The first deadline is January 19th. The other is February 2nd, both of which correlate to a government shutdown. Is that going to be a barrier?
I got to tell people, it took these, you know, 50, 60 years for us to get into this financial mess. And the United States government is in a financial mess right now. Both Democrats and Republicans have spent a tremendous amount of money that belongs to our grandchildren, and I fully acknowledge that. We also have to understand that we're not riding a motorcycle here. We're steering an aircraft carrier. So the Fiscal Responsibility Act actually saved $2 trillion, and this is the first time in essentially modern history where we're going to be spending less money next year than we did this year, and that's a good thing. Is it enough? No. Can we get more through? Yes. So we're going to focus on this. And I want everybody to understand, I will do just about anything I possibly can to make sure that this government does not shut down, because then all of these things come to a screeching halt. Our military doesn't get paid. We can't contract out to get the appropriate weapon systems that we need to protect ourselves and our allies. These programs, most of the Farm Bill programs, will continue even during a government shutdown.
Finally, Representative, let's talk about your priority to keep Canada in check under the USMCA. A USMCA dispute settlement panel found that Canada is no longer breaching their commitments under that trade agreement, but the U.S. dairy industry is calling foul. They're saying the ruling allows Canada to limit export opportunities for American dairy producers. So what solutions are you proposing to make sure that dairy men and women have fair access to Canadian markets?
Here's what I would prefer the executive branch under the Biden administration to do. Their job. Read the USMCA and follow it. Make sure that Canada holds up their side of the bargain. Our farmers, when they are getting, our manufacturers too, across the board, but our farmers, if they're given a level playing field, will come out on top every time against every country in every category, including cheese. I don't care what they say in France. So what I want the Biden administration to do through the U.S. Department of Agriculture is their job. Enforce the USMCA. It took a long time to get through, and it was under President Trump. Enforce the provisions in there so that our farmers have a level playing field. So again, we cranked a letter out there. We're not going to let this one go. I'm sick and tired of the executive branch treating the legislative branch like they're not a co-equal branch of government. Well, we are. And we're the people that set these things, and they're supposed to enforce it, because the executive branch is the only branch of government that has enforcement authority. So I just want them to do their job to let our farmers compete on a level playing field.
Congressman Derek Van Orden taking the time to reflect on his first year in office. He serves Wisconsin's 3rd District and represents America's Dairyland on the House Agriculture Committee. He says passing the Farm Bill and encouraging trade deals top the to-do list in 2024. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Friday nights at 7 on the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Benjamin Plumbing.
If Mary had a little lamb, you can bet she'd talk to her about it.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Talking about all the auctions that are yet to come before the end of the calendar year. That's one of the conversations on the way with Randy Kath from the Steffes Group. Right now, let's talk about Wisconsin's weather, brought to you courtesy of our friends at Compeer Financial. Compeer Financial, of course, is your financial partner when it comes to agriculture and rural America. Find more at compeer.com. Stu Mucker, ag meteorologist, along with us. So today, it looks like we start turning the corner, huh?
Yeah, it's the last day of fall. Tomorrow it gets wintry.
Oh, wait, no,
it goes the other way.
is today the shortest day then? Is that how that goes, or what is it?
I think tomorrow is supposed to be officially the shortest day, but, you know, that's already been changing. Our sunset is getting to be a little later already as of today, but the sunrise still gets a little later. We're in that transition phase.
I'm all right with that. I like the transition we're making. I mentioned at the top of the hour, man, oh, man, can you believe it? We literally could still be doing field work on the 20th of December.
Yeah, I know some guys who probably will if they get the chance. So, hey, it's unique. We very well could set high temperature records as we start looking toward Christmas itself.
Wow.
I mean, that's going to be interesting to watch to see where we end up. But there's all kinds of mild air around, and it's going to stay with us as we make our way on through the next several days. No big changes, nothing that's suddenly going to turn it over to winter, except that the calendar will tell us it is, and there's just no major change. High pressure just off to the southeast. That's another reason we'll have another sunny, bright day today with very nice temperatures, a little bit on the above normal side, probably about 10 degrees above normal for most of us, but we stay high and dry. A weak cool front does try to drop through out of the north, not going to have much of an effect, turning our winds a bit more easterly here late today, tonight, and tomorrow. East winds really not a big problem for any of us. If you're on the lake shore, that east breeze does tend to cool you off just a little bit, but that's not going to be the situation. Should mention that weak front and a little snow in far northern Minnesota, far northeast North Dakota. It stays way off to the north and is not going to be an issue for us. The thing we see with that little front will be a few more clouds. They develop overnight. And with the clouds into Thursday, yep, a little rainfall, a possibility. Some scattered light rain could develop late Thursday and linger into Thursday night or into Friday. More likely as we look towards Sunday into Monday, some rain around the area. Could be up to a tenth of an inch or so at that time. Temperatures mild enough, though, that we're not going to talk too much or worry about freezing precipitation. Oh, it may freeze on your windshield late in the nighttime. But in the daytime, those highs again will be well up into the 40s. There could be some low 50s on Monday, Christmas Day. That's not really talking like freezing weather. I'll have our forecast details right after this.
Wow. 2023 has been quite the year for Bavaria Sausage. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Youngke here for Judy, Lisa, Scott, and the crew at Bavaria Sausage. All those smiling faces you see behind the counter when you walk in the door at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. Open Monday through Friday, 9 until 5, of course, observing the holidays. Always available online at BavariaSausage.com. Or if you're looking for something special, hey, that's what they're all about. When it comes to authentic flavors, give them a call. 800-733-6695. That's 800-733-6695. All the folks at Bavaria Sausage sincerely want to thank you for your business in 2023 and encourage you to check back often for all the new products that are coming online in 2024. From everyone at Bavaria Sausage Kitchen, happy holidays. And here's to a brand new year. All right, Stu, let's have that forecast, huh?
All right. Well, the Compeer Financial Ag Weather Forecast, a sunny day on this Wednesday. Quite nice. A lot of low 40s to be expected. We were in the 30s yesterday. Today we push up to near 40 or just into the low 40s. The south winds only about 5. They become east a bit later today. Clouds roll in through the nighttime and temps hold in the upper 20s. That's almost a normal daytime high. The east winds overnight about 5 to 10. Mostly cloudy Thursday and that small chance of a little rain mid-late afternoon. And look for temps around 40 or in the very low 40s with the east winds at 5 to 10. some light rain Thursday night and cloudy skies with some occasional rainfall Friday. Not going to rain all the time, but every so often there'll be some rain. Temps pushing toward the mid-40s on Friday with the south winds at 5. And Pam, the weekend looks to be fantastic. Upper 40s, like I say, we may have 50s on Monday for Christmas Day.
Wow. That... I think that the phrase wow is going to be overused by the time we get through all of this and probably use it again when we get around the corner and real winter weather starts showing up. But like I said,
yeah, then we'll have that awakening.
That shock. Well, I'm going to take it. I'm going to ride it. I'm going to love it and enjoy it while we've got it, because I'm pretty certain things are going to change.
Oh, yeah. There'll be some snow and winter here, but we just aren't going to have it as we head through the holiday.
All right. Good enough. All right, buddy. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. See ya.
Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with your Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. Remember, Compure Financial is your financial partner, whether it's agriculture or rural living. Find resources and offices near you online at compure.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We here at WBZH The Buzz have partnered with the Hayward Chamber of Commerce to remind you to shop local this holiday season. Small local businesses are the lifeblood of the community, and preserving them is key to preserving those things we most enjoy about the Northwoods. Small businesses are the first in local employment and charitable giving, and shopping local is the best way to stimulate a small town economy. The Hayward Chamber of Commerce and WBZH The Buzz are especially thankful to those who choose local small businesses first this holiday season.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Texas Governor Greg Abbott vows to go all the way to the Supreme Court in defense of a new law authorizing Texas and local police to arrest undocumented migrants that enter Texas illegally. The American Civil Liberties Union sued to stop it. Senior staff attorney David Donati.
We are doing everything in our power to assert that immigration is a federal prerogative, and the state of Texas cannot impose its own policy preferences and decide who belongs and who does not.
Returning from an assignment on the New Jersey shore, a news-covering helicopter owned by Philadelphia ABC News station WPVI crashed in a state forest. No word on the conditions of the pilot and videographer who were aboard. 40 months in federal prison, the sentence for Charles Donahoe, once a leader in the Proud Boys extremist outfit. He pleaded guilty to conspiring to obstruct the certification of now President Biden's 2020 election win. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wuggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden is in Wisconsin on Wednesday. He'll talk about his track record boosting the nation's economy in Milwaukee Wednesday morning. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris plans to be in Wisconsin next month on the anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision. No details on that visit yet. University of Wisconsin pay raises are finally approved by state lawmakers. A panel of state lawmakers signed off on the deal Tuesday. It was approved by the Board of Regents last week. The deal reclassifies around 40 diversity, equity, and inclusion positions within the UW system. Legislative Republicans say that they will continue to push out DEI positions throughout all of state government, with Assembly Speaker Robin Voss saying that they will begin reviewing diversity programming in other state agencies as well. I'm Nate Wuggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks stopped the Spurs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks beat the Spurs 132-119. Giannis with his second triple-double of the year. Damian Lillard with 40 points. Now with over 20,000 points scored in his career. How well is this team playing right now? The Bucks, Bobby Portis.
I like how the ball is hopping. I like how the ball is going side to side. Everybody touching it. Everybody getting involved. You know, it just does something when the ball goes side to side and somehow you're suddenly wide open for a three. Like who doesn't want to tee one of those up? So I think our offense is trending definitely in the right direction.
NFL, the Packers head to Carolina to face the Panthers Sunday. Green Bay now with a record of 6-8. Packers running back Aaron Jones.
Every game is a playoff. We can't afford to lose anymore. We put ourselves in a position to succeed, and when we do, we got to take advantage of that. There's no room for error at this point, and we got to go win.
That's Packers running back Aaron Jones. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is...
It will be mostly cloudy for a little while this morning, becoming partly cloudy to mostly sunny during the afternoon. Our high today, 36. The wind will be from the east at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 38. Then on Thursday, a little rain or snow in the morning. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 38. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed. I'm flabbergasted. I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles. Those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now, if I were going to try any of them, it would... It's got... Okay, and this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Earl Ingram was giving Thanksgiving turkey cooking tips. Apparently, if you use your thumb and put an imprint on the turkey breast, if it bounces back, it's fresh. If it doesn't, it's frozen.
If you see a guy wandering around a grocery store in Madison doing things to turkeys, you'll know who it is.
I just gotta find myself a freshie.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
From Birchwood to Poplar, this is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
Someone's got to lose. Packers on the tiebreaker over both of them.
She's like your older sister, but louder. This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Angie Horkin from the Wisconsin Beef Council on the way. You may think because prices at the grocery store are a little stronger these days for beef that consumers are finding alternatives, but in reality, beef is still at the center of the plate. Beefing up the holidays. Angie Horkin from the Wisconsin Beef Council on the way. I'm Pam Yonke. Boy, the weather on the way today, very, very mild. We'll see sunshine today. 40 our expected high. Tomorrow, cloudy skies, 41. Friday, good chance of rain in the forecast, but we'll be at 43. Saturday, clouds and 49. Sunday, some afternoon showers, 51. Christmas Monday, rain in the forecast and 51 degrees. Unbelievable, huh? So this is the 20th day of December. What can I tell you? On this day, back in 2007, Queen Elizabeth became the longest living British monarch. She beat out, I guess you'd say, Queen Victoria by just a day. Queen Victoria lived to be 81 years, 7 months, and 29 days. On this day in 2007, Queen Elizabeth turned 81, 7 months, and 30 days to become the longest living British monarch. Here's a tidbit I did not know. On this day in 1920, Bob Hope became an American citizen. He was 17 years old. He actually immigrated from England when he was 4 years old. Bob Hope becomes an American citizen on this day back in 1920. And now you know. It's a Wednesday. That means it's time for our update with our friends from the Steffes Group. That's STEFFES Group.com. That's where you want to find all of the rundown on the sales that are pending. And maybe think about getting involved yourself with an auction in 2024. Now is the time to pick up the phone and give them a call. 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Katz along with us today from the Steffes Group because we want to pivot a little bit, focus in on the livestock side of the business that Steffes Auction handles. You guys are still running like crazy. We may be just days away from the big holiday, but you guys are still going full throttle, aren't you?
Absolutely. 27 auctions this week, another close to 30 next week, so 50 to 60 sales before the end of the year here. Here on fire time for us, so to speak. So it's been an absolute go time. Real estate, dealership auctions, consignment sales, farm retirements, hay auctions, cattle auctions, construction auctions, kind of something for everybody here yet before the end of the year.
Well, and that's why we want to focus in on what's going on, because a lot of folks trying to make those end of the year decisions or investments. And Randy, you kind of focus in a lot of attention on livestock. How is that sale lineup looking?
Looks good. We've got closing this week on Wednesday. We've got farm retirement just on the Minnesota side of the Twin Cities border there, Shakopee, Minnesota. I didn't realize there was still dairy farms in Shakopee. It's surrounded by the city, but yeah, we've got a small dairy retirement there. Ty sell cows, nice herd of cows, selling online only. Closing on Wednesday. Following that up next week, we've got a registered heifer sale over in Wisconsin in the Spring Valley area. Jim Harsdorf over there. That name may ring a bell to a lot of the Wisconsin folks. Was in politics for quite a while on the Wisconsin side, and now runs a big dairy, and they're really overstocked with their heifers and going to sell a bunch of heifers with us closing next week, online only. Good genetics, good sound, well-grown heifers, all registered.
Huh, interesting. Yeah, Jim Harsdorf, past Wisconsin Ag Secretary, as a matter of fact. Tell me a little bit about how that market's been trending, Randy. We don't talk a lot about dairy cattle when we're talking with Ashley. Are you seeing, for example, the value on those heifers staying pretty strong? We got so carried away on beef on dairy lately that I wonder about those heifers.
The heifer market is incredibly strong right now. There's been a lot of movement in the market. The overseas buyers are spending a lot of money, particularly Saudi Arabia is buying heifers by the boatload right now. So a lot of the shortbread heifers through the Midwest are getting put on a boat and heading overseas, which has really sparked the market. So the shortbread, the open and bred heifer market has been really, really strong. You know, with the death losses they incurred down south in Texas with the extensive heat and whatnot this year, tagged along with the really, really, you know, probably maybe not seen again as far as cull prices go, it influenced a lot of decisions on people, you know, basically marketing the cattle from a kills perspective and updating the herd from a young stock perspective, but it's put a lot of pressure on the market as far as availability. So yeah. The onset of, like you said, beef on dairy has put stress on the market, and a lot of folks out there feel that in the next 2 years there's going to be a shortage of dairy replacement. So it's been a really active market. There's been a lot of trading, and bottom line prices for the seller side have been really good.
Interesting. Again, Randy Kath along with us. He's from the Steffes Group. You heard him say international buyers looking at our cattle in the United States. And Steffes can keep you connected with that kind of thing. That's why you want to go to their website and check it all out. Steffesgroup.com. That's STEFFESgroup.com. Don't forget to check out all those cattle sales that they do have coming up, including that one up by Spring Valley with Jim Harsdorf. And if you want to talk to them about your own auction, don't forget 800-726-8609. That's 800-726-8609. Randy Kath along with us from the Steffes Group.
Hey, I'm Stephanie Hoff from the Midwest Farm Report, making a New Year's resolution. You can listen to me on the Midwest Farm Report, but now I want to listen to you. Send Midwest Farm Report a text through our talk text line. That's 877-301-FARM. Again, 877-301-3276. Tell us how much rain you got or what's happening in your field. You can even send us a story idea. I'm Stephanie Hoff, looking forward to another year of keeping you informed on what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture.
Yesterday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was up just a half a cent at 141. 40-pound block cheese, just up a quarter of a cent, 145 and a half. Double A butter was 5¾ cents higher, 260 and a half per pound. The January Class 3 milk is down 6 right now, 1556 a hundredweight. Currently, March corn is unchanged at 473. December new crop unchanged, 503. January beans are up 4. 1316 November new crop unchanged at 1270, and July wheat this morning also unchanged, 638 a bushel. Really starting to feel like the holidays are closing in. Well, those holidays bring with it great opportunity for our Wisconsin beef producers, and of course, more and more these days. That includes our dairy segment. Talking about it next with our friend Angie Horkin, the Wisconsin Beef Council, back along with us. Checkoff chats on the way.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
We're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to like have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Visit mhimaging.com.
If your workout includes baling hay and pitching pens, then you'll be comfortable right here. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
We welcome back our friends with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Yes, that's right. Checkoff Chats on the air with you, and happy to have you along with us. In studio with us is Angie Horkin. She's one of the communication specialists with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Always want to remind you, if you want to follow up on any of the information you're going to hear Angie talk about, or really anything in general about Wisconsin's beef industry, pop on over to beeftips.com. That'll also help you understand how your checkoff dollars are being distributed and used across the United States. So this is the hot time of the year, Angie, when it comes to our Wisconsin beef producers in general. Holiday entertaining is the key time when people pivot towards the beef showcase.
This definitely is the most wonderful time of the year, especially for us at the Beef Council, for our Wisconsin beef industry. We are selling a lot of beef this time of year. It's so popular. And I know here in Wisconsin, we talk about it every year this time. We really like to talk about our rib roasts, our ribeye roasts, our tenderloins. And nationally, actually, this is hard to believe. This is a really big number. But more than 70% of our beef rib roast sales, and that's pounds and dollars combined, occurs right now. So this holiday period from mid-November to mid-January. So you're looking at 2 months and 70% of the sales occur now. But to me, that's kind of obvious. It's a huge celebratory cut. I love grilling ribeye steaks all summer, don't get me wrong, but really this time of year is when I really like to indulge in that prime rib roast. It's an elegant cut. It's expensive, but it's well worth it when you're feeding your family this time of the year.
It is the wow factor.
It is. It's, you know, it's the king of the table. When you serve that, really, you don't, it doesn't matter what you have on the side. Green bean casserole, some potatoes, doesn't matter, a little gravy. But yeah, like, it's the wow factor. It's intimidating, too, and since we kind of do splurge on making it once a year, similar to corned beef, at St. Paddy's Day, we always need that little bit of refresher. I do. My brain's old. I got a lot in it from year to year. I need a refresher, which I think our consumers, our customers do too. So we spend a lot of time here last month really getting out there, getting our message out all over social media to our young consumers, those that might be making their first prime rib ever without mom or without grandma. So we're reaching them with videos and recipes and a lot of how-to videos too. We've done a really fun roast, just a simple roast how-to, not even a recipe. Here's what you need for your tools. Here are your tips. Go do it. So we've been so busy, boots to the ground. I've been putting on a lot of miles, hitting all the TV stations, just showing everybody it's not that intimidating. You can do it. You just need a couple simple tools, like roasting pan or rack, and don't forget that oven safe meat thermometer, and you'll be okay. And then go to the website, of course, to find the recipes, to find more detail. We actually went and created a whole, no, it's not, we used to call it Home for the Holidays. Beef up your holiday page. It's linked right on the homepage of beeftips.com. If you go to that page, you're going to be overwhelmed. There's a lot. carve out at least 5 minutes to look through it. We got our roasting videos on there. We've got links to all of our recipe collections that are perfect for this time of year. We've got cut information. So a really nice 8.5 by 11 PDF you can print off with the timetable, all your temperatures, kind of your cheat sheet. Take it to the supermarket with you when you're ordering your rib roast, because maybe you only want to cook it a couple hours. Take this with you. Talk to your meat guys. Make friends with your meat department guys this time of year, I like to tell people, because they're going to be a great asset to you. And to call ahead or stop in ahead. We have enough to worry about. And deadlines and getting everything done by a certain time. Pop in right now before Christmas Eve, before Christmas, and put in your order. Or just give them a call, too. Hey, I'd like to do the beef ribeye roast. Bone in or boneless, you choose. I'm going to have 8 adults and 3 kids, and they will help you out. They'll get you all figured out, too. And we do have a nice holiday roast swap page, too, you can print off. So maybe if you're budget conscious, if you only want to spend a certain amount and you can't afford maybe a big old prime rib ribeye, we've got some other great roast options for this time of year. Two, on a side note, I've been doing short ribs. They're so trendy, and we got a new recipe. You braise short ribs with a thyme port sauce. So still got a little red wine in the sauce. Yummy. But short ribs are a labor of love. They take a while. I bet it takes longer than a ribeye roast to get them tender. But, you know, in 3 hours, you're going to have a big pot full of short ribs. Pretty economical. You can feed a lot of people, and so delicious. You can make, thicken the gravy, strain it out, thicken it, and serve with some homemade mashed potatoes.
Right.
Perfect. You know, maybe make it for your holiday celebration if you like, or for the next day, or
right.
Anytime.
New Year's, we still have football. Yeah.
Yeah. We still got a little bit of football, though. Don't talk about that. But yeah, too, on that Beef Up Your Holidays page, we've got some fun links to some bloggers who pair wine with prime rib. So maybe if you want to try a new wine, check it out. I'm so intrigued by the wine pairings because I'm very novice. But I like reading that, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to try a new wine. And these wines are cheap, too, you know.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I shouldn't say cheap. Economical. Right. But, heck, try something new. Kind of makes your whole meal. It's kind of fun. Yeah, and then, so check out beeftips.com, the Beef Up Your Holidays page. We've got a lot of information there. All the great links to all the recipes. 53% of us U.S. consumers, we rank beef as the top protein for our social gatherings and special occasions. So, hey, they're coming right
up.
Tis the season, yeah.
Angie Horkins in studio with us. Again, she's communications with the Wisconsin Beef Council. This is Checkoff Chats. And like she said, whether it is something specific to the holidays or whether you're looking for inexpensive meals as we get into the new calendar year, and maybe it's about a diet or something like that, beef is definitely a part of the conversation. And like she said, we can't stress it enough, if you are somebody that wants to try prime rib, rib roast for the holidays, call your provider in advance. This is not a cut that necessarily is in the showcase every day, all the time. That being said, Angie, you know, everybody has been kind of concerned about the price of beef at the retail level, but your sales numbers confirm people are still ready to invest in that good cut.
Exactly. Our prices are not that much higher than last year. We have a lot of consumer research on that, but the demand is there. So we are seeing people are not scared by that, the sticker. There's no sticker shock. Hey, you know what? They want to make that really nice beef meal for their family, for their friends, for the holidays, and it's worth it. The value is there.
The other thing that we haven't talked about, but you definitely see at beeftips.com, is if you want to buy a smaller size prime rib and use it as an appetizer or something like that, you guys have great ideas on how to change it up that way.
Yeah, you know, we haven't even talked about tenderloin roast, Right. Second most popular cut. 30% of tenderloin roasts are sold right now in this two-month time period. But I love doing a tenderloin because there's no waste on it. When you go in, and I always call ahead for my tenderloins because I get a 2-2.5 pound center cut, nicely trimmed. And two, I have not been buying choice tenderloins. I've been buying kind of, they call it a Pismo. It's like a high select. It's still, I think it's great. And you as a consumer, you could save some moolah by going that route. But of course, a choice tenderloin, you can't get better than that. It's like butter melts in your mouth. But I love doing and making it, having it as a meal, and then trying to save some and slicing it off for a crostini or a little appetizer. We got some fun caramelized onions, and just going and buy the purchase the herb cheese right in the deli. You don't need, you know, it's made for you. Our cheeses here are beautiful. Go in and buy one of those and put that on the toasted crostini bread and slice a tenderloin, a little caramelized onion. Okay, that's the appetizer of the year.
Yeah, she's definitely making it easy for us, that is for sure. Angie Horkin again in studio with us. This is Checkoff Chats, and it's everything that you've ever wanted to know about how to entertain properly with beef at the center of the plate, the mainstay for your appetizers, and headed into New Year's celebrations as well. BeefTips.com will get you connected. Don't forget, Beef Up the Holidays, their page that will lead you to everything you need to know, from preparation, cook times, selecting the cut, and also those recipes and more, plus some great stories from other folks that are involved supporting the beef industry. That's BeefTips.com, and that is Checkoff Chat, featuring Angie Horkin in studio with us. I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
What Walmart is doing to promote sustainable food and agriculture. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators, and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farm incentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. Walmart is the largest grocery retailer in the world, with more than $600 billion in grocery sales a year. Gregory Borer is director of natural capital with the company and says Walmart is committed to sustainability in food and ag.
What we're trying to do, actually, is make sure that the full assortment delivers sustainability up and down, whether it's a great value bag of flour or whether it's something higher on the shelf that has a particular ingredient that comes at a price premium. We want to make sure that the full assortment is delivering this and delivering it in such a way that we are absolutely not endangering our core business of helping a customer save money so they can live better. I want to be very clear on that. Sustainability is not a premium for us. It is embedded in what we do.
Boris says Walmart envisions good things happening as food and ag become sustainable.
Natural systems of the planet begin to heal. Producers are more resilient. They can grow their businesses and livelihoods. We're reducing emissions. We're providing affordable, nutritious food. These are the things that keep us headed in the right direction and the principles by which we work.
Borer was a panelist for a recent Farm Foundation forum on sustainability goals. Tomorrow, another panelist tells how Australia addresses that subject. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that.
Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A divided Colorado Supreme Court declaring former President Donald Trump ineligible for the White House under the Constitution.